Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Maybe if a spring clean out is on the cards for the house, maybe you've gone through, and I do it every now and then and find the old rusty cans underneath the kitchen sink and then go down to the garage and have a bit of a look. Yes, they don't belong in the bin. And if you've got a whole load of household chemicals lying around, tomorrow is the day. Kathy Gianta, Director of Waste and Recovery Branch at the EPA. Kathy, good morning. The last thing we should be doing with these products is throwing them in the whiz bin. That's correct, isn't it?
That's exactly right. Disposing of household chemicals safely is really important because it reduces the risk of them ending up in landfill or contaminating our waterways and soils. And most of these products can actually be reused or recycled. So it's not just about minimising pollution, it's also about giving these products a second life.
When you think about the whole household chemical things, yeah, you think about maybe terps or kerosene, maybe some paints, but there are just, it's not only that, there are so many different things, even down to floor care products and pesticides that we don't think we normally lump into that category, do we?
Yeah, no, that's right. There's, as you say, there's all the standard items, paints, fluoro tubes, oils, batteries and smoke detectors, but there's also pool chemicals, the household solvents and cleaners and motor fuels. You can also bring along your pesticides and herbicides, poisons, ammonia-based cleaners like your oven cleaners, acids and alkalis, and any hobby chemicals you might have around the house or in the garage like sulfur powder, iron and copper.
Because for many, many years, it's, well, not everybody, but it, out of mind, out of sight, and the possibility of maybe just taking the old floor cleaner and down the sink and mixing it with some water, but it does a heck of a lot of damage. And I didn't realise that things like your smoke detectors and your fluoro lights and globes, that could be recycled as well.
Yep, absolutely. So this is a joint initiative between New South Wales EPA and Newcastle Council working together so that the community there in Newcastle can dispose of these products safely.
Now, it's happening tomorrow between 9 and 3.30, Tyers Hill TAFE in the student car park there. Can anybody, it says Newcastle residents, but can it be pretty much anywhere across the Hunter? Does it really matter where you live if you want to bring those supplies along to get rid of them?
No, that's right. It's taking place in Newcastle, but anybody can come along. I advise people to come along early because these events are generally very popular and you don't want to be held up in a queue. So get there early and be safe when you're transporting these things. So if you've got anything flammable or odorous, make sure you've got your car windows down. Put those products into a crate or a box or bucket so that you can keep them upright in your boot. Make sure you keep them in their original containers. Just keep the lids on really nice and tight. Keep any corrosive chemicals or battery acid away from the poisons. And if you're worried about anything leaking, just double wrap it in a plastic bag.
I can imagine kids and grandkids right across the Hunter tomorrow, you know, realising that they were going to do something fun on Saturday morning only to find out they're going to take the old chemicals to be recycled. I suppose it's a good lesson to the kids though, isn't it?
Exactly. That's right.
Look, if you can't make it tomorrow, but you know, you've got loads of stuff lying around, what are the options? Do you just say, look, just store them until the next one comes along? But if people have got them, what can they do if they want to get rid of chemicals that they can't get to Tyers Hill TAFE tomorrow?
Hang on to them. Store them safely in your garage or you know, under the household sink, wherever you're keeping them now. Store them safely, but away from children, obviously. Hang on to them to the next event. Or you can have a look at the New South Wales EPA's website and find a permanent site near you, a community recycling centre that might take those materials for you.
Yeah, you can give the hotline a call to 131 555. Kathy, thanks for your time this morning. Have a great weekend.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Kathy Gianta, Director of the Waste and Recovery Branch of the
2NURFM 103.7.